Today's gospel is uncomfortable because it challenges our faith that once Christ without the cross. Peter has just made the great confession of faith. You are the Christ. But when Jesus speaks of suffering, rejection, and death, Peter cannot accept it. He wants a Messiah of strength, success, and victory. His struggle is our temptation too, to welcome Christ's triumph while resisting the cross by which he saves us. But Jesus reveals something astonishing. In Jesus, God's power is revealed not by imposing himself on others, but by giving himself for others. In the cross and the resurrection, we discover the very heart of God. Love poured out so that the world might have life. This is why Jesus says, "Get behind me." Peter must stop trying to shape God according to human expectations and allow God to reshape his heart. The same challenge belongs to us. We live in a world that teaches us to put ourselves first. Yet, Jesus teaches that we truly find life when we put him first. To take up the cross does not mean seeking suffering. It means loving as Jesus loved, remaining faithful when it is difficult, and standing beside those whom society overlooks. Every time we encounter suffering, Christ is already present. Every time love remains faithful in the face of suffering, the resurrection has already begun. Every life has its crosses. The question is not whether we will carry one, but whether we allow it to harden our hearts or open them to God's transforming love. The cross reveals the triumph of God's self-giving love. The risen Christ proclaims that victory. Because Christ is risen, love is stronger than death.